Tuesday, June 2nd, began with work on my mail, and then lunch with Liz in the room. And then Dr. Goldman came over to the Queen's sitting room to help me on my speech at Georgetown Visitation tomorrow. Afterwards, Marjorie Jenkins came by to read it, pass on it, make some good suggestions, and made some helpful suggestions. Oddly enough, this is a day for labor. Two of its outstanding figures, George Meany and Alex Rose. At 5 o'clock, I went over to Blair House with Robin Duke to receive from George Meany a check for $10,000, gift of the AFL-CIO, to restore the historic Lincoln Room of Blair House. The room is now decorated with original political cartoons of Lincoln and his day. And if you want to make a modern politician happy, or at least happier, you ought to look at what happened to Lincoln, who is now all but a saint. We were standing in the very room where Francis Preston Blair, at the instruction of Lincoln, offered to Robert E. Lee the command of the Union Army. Lee rejected it and cast his lot with the Confederacy. Mr. Meany and I stood in front of the fireplace and had our picture taken innumerable times while I took the check and thanked him over and over for all of those who had a part in presenting it. And then I went over to Lyndon's office to join him and the Dukes for the Israeli reception at the Mayflower, and there I found the Alex Roses, whom Lyndon promptly invited to go along with us. The reception was in the Mayflower and was like many others. In the Chinese room, the chiefs of mission and the diplomatic corps were received while we stood in line with the Eshcols. And then we all moved into the grand ballroom for a little visiting before our exit after about 30 minutes stay. I kept on hopefully thinking that some of the Arab ambassadors would show up, but not a one came. Alex Rose and his plump little wife left with us, and in the car he had some very interesting things to say. Anybody that underestimates him had better think twice. He said, "You know, Lyndon, democracy is a fatiguing business." He'd evidently seen several hours of Lyndon's day, and that's a good enough way to express it. In describing Kennedy, whom he admired very much, he said, "Kennedy was all intellect. You cannot move this country with intellect alone. You have to have a combination of intellect and heart." We stopped briefly at Scooter and Dale's for their 25th wedding anniversary reception. Small, nearly all Texans, old friends, the Sepulas. And then we continued on to the Sheraton Park, where the Women's National Democratic Club was having a dinner for Adlai Stevenson. We were just going to drop in, but it didn't turn out at all to be like what I'd thought, because it had been billed to take place in the Women's National Democratic Club, had gotten too big, had moved to the Sheraton. I thought we'd just drop by for a drink before dinner, but I was wrong on my timing too, because they had already filed in to the dining room and everybody was seated at the head table. But we went up and paid our respects, no speeches, just to let folks know how much we think of Stevenson, and then returned to the White House. Night reading, dinner, bed. In recalling Alex Rose's conversation, I was very gratified that he had given Lyndon credit for having both intellect and heart.